May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we're going to have the seventh clip from the audio, you know, the recording of Shunyu Suzuki giving a lecture in Los Altos on September 9th, 1965. And it was went on to be edited to be the chapter of Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, Study Yourself. So, hey, let me tell you, if you're going to buy Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind to aid you in the study of this or to read it or anything, get the 50th anniversary edition, which has the afterword written by yours truly, DC, that, you know, tells you a lot about Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, how it came about, and all sorts of details and interesting fun facts. And ooh, there goes an airplane. You know, there an airplane went by today, and our little band was practicing, and an airplane came by. And there haven't been a lot of airplanes, you see, for the last couple of years because there's not any tourists. And someone said, "Ah, an airplane flying toward the airport is music for Bali." And how true that is, because Bali is starved for tourists. And they're letting tourists in now. They're sort of dribbling in. They're not making it extremely hard like they were before. I think there's still a brief quarantine, like 2-3 days. But maybe that's already been suspended. I know Singapore is ending all restrictions this month. I mean, you know, everybody's just getting tired of it. They say, oh, but we'll see. See, the numbers are way down here now. But when that happened, you know, they were way up like in what, October, and then they went way down, and then Omicron came and they went way up. Although it wasn't as serious as earlier. Anyway, all right. So here we go with the audio, the recording for the seventh clip. And when it's through, I'll read it. I'll read, you know, the what he said, but I'll do a little bit of editing just as I read it, and then we'll play the edited audio for it.
So, rinzai's four ways of practice. The perfect one is not to give any student any interpretation of himself or giving any stimulation to himself. If he himself is my body, the teaching is maybe our growth. Sometimes we talk about our growing. Sometimes we talk about our body. But body or clothing is not actually we ourselves. We ourselves are big activity. We are just taking a smallest particle of big activity. That's all. And so there will not be any need to talk about we ourselves. When we realize, so that we may realize this fact, and there is teaching. We should talk about ourselves. But actually, there's no need to talk about. We ourselves already talking about the big existence, including ourselves. So to talk about ourselves is to correct our misunderstanding, and that's all. Because we attach to the temporal form or color of the big activity. So, it is necessary to talk about what is our body, what is our activity, so that you may not make any mistake about it. So, to talk about something is to forget about yourself.
So, Rinzai's four ways of practice. The perfect one is not to give any student any interpretation of himself or any stimulation to himself. If he himself is my body, the teaching is our clothes. Sometimes we talk about our clothing, sometimes we talk about our body, but body or clothing is not actually we ourselves. We ourselves are big activity. We are just talking a smallest particle of big activity, that's all. So there will not be any need to talk about we ourselves. So that we may realize this fact, there is teaching we should talk about ourselves. But actually, there is no need to talk about it. We ourselves already are talking about the big existence, including ourselves. So to talk about ourselves is to correct our misunderstanding. That's all. Because we attached to the temporal form or color of the big activity. So it is necessary to talk about what our body is and what our activity is so that you may not make any mistake about it. So to talk about something is to forget about ourselves. Okay, now you know what I think when I read that? I would like to have spent more time going to him and saying, look, here's what you just said. Now, when you said this part, what did you mean by that? Or, look, is this what you meant? That's pretty, that's pretty thick stuff there. So, good luck understanding it. Look, let's think about what it could mean just very simply. There's the big activity, which is not limited to our clothing or our body or some idea of ourself. But talking about, now when he says talking about, maybe he means like to study. To study ourselves, to talk about ourselves is to correct our misunderstanding. That's all. So the only reason to talk about ourselves is to correct our misunderstanding. That's all. Because we attach to the temporal. So it's necessary to talk about our body and what our activity is. So you may not make any mistake about it. I read that and I go, well, how's it going to help me to talk about it? So look, if you're feeling like that, welcome to the club. But I don't worry about those things. I just read this and I go, wow, Rosie, that's a little complicated. I'll chew on it a while and see what I come up with. And you do the same thing. It might make perfect sense to you. And then it'd be cool to look at Zen Mind Beginner's Mind and see what it says. I haven't been doing that at all. But that would be, in a sense, that is like going to Suzuki and saying, what does this mean and this and that? Because Richard Baker and Trudy Dix, Trudy would work on it. And Dick would talk, I guess she would too, but I know he did talk to Suzuki about clarifying parts of it. So maybe I'll go through, when I'm through, I'm reading three or four pieces that from Zen Mind Beginner's Mind we have tapes for, audio for, and this is the third one. It might be the last one. I don't know. I can't remember if there's a fourth. There might be a fourth. I'll know after I'm through with this because I'll check. Maybe I should go back and look and see what Zen Mind Beginner's Mind says. But I never refer to Zen Mind Beginner's Mind because I work with the original lectures. But, when I see a paragraph like that, I think, I wonder what Dick and Trudy came up with. When I've looked back at some of them, I say they just haven't used the paragraph. So, all right, let's look at it in a different way. Sometimes Suzuki would say so that we can't talk about the big picture, We pay attention to the details of life. What we talk about is not the absolute. What we talk about is not Buddha. We're talking about, things. Basically, we're talking about phenomena. It's very hard. How do you talk about anything but phenomena? So our talk is to help us awaken to phenomena being an expression of the big activity. Now, Dogen emphasized Memetsu no Kafu, careful attention to the details of life. So, talking about the body and clothing, which, is the analogy he used here. What is it other than Memetsu no Kafu? Paying attention to the details. I can think of two examples right now where people came to him and he acknowledged that they had had enlightening experiences. And to Bob Walter, may he rest in peace, He said, yes, that's enlightenment experience. So now you've got to take care of everything. And Bob said, like what? And Suzuki's desk was there. He said, like this. You know, he picks up a pencil, take care of this. And he starts picking up objects on his desk. Take care of this, take care of this. All right, that's one example. Another one. Tim Burkett, and this is in the podcast going up this Saturday. He had an enlightenment experience at Tassar, first session. He was a very intense guy. So was Bob Walter. These intense, driven people, sometimes it really helps them break through. That's why, with people like me, it's hopeless. Buddha had a chariot driver. Bob Halpern told me this. He used to read everything. He said Buddha had a chariot driver. It was really tight with him, really, everything was easy going. And at some point, Buddha said, it's impossible for him to practice. Everybody just ignore him, and that'll break him down. And so apparently that worked. This is what Bob told me, and he used to read all that stuff. So anyway, the example with Tim Burkett is that Suzuki, and it's interesting because Tim Burkett had a big awakening experience before he came to Zen Center, and Suzuki, he told Suzuki, like 1964, when he first met him, Suzuki said, well, that's an experience, but that's not Zen. Hey, more music for Bali. And Tim was like really dejected and disappointed that that's not Zen, what had happened to him. So, but this time at Tassara, Suzuki acknowledged he'd had an enlightenment experience. He said, so something like, so now you've got to take care of, I don't know what he said. And then Tim doesn't remember exactly either. Like he pointed at your sandals outside the door, they got mud on them, right? So that's not talking about the big experience. It's not talking about enlightenment. That's talking about the body and clothing. So, anything if Suzuki was experimenting, he was trying different ways to express himself to get across to us. Japanese have a different way of relating and communicating, and he couldn't communicate and relate with us like he did with them. And also, he couldn't communicate and relate with them about Zen either. That's why, as far as he was concerned, that's why he really enjoyed being in America and enjoyed McGinnis's mind. But hey, don't think that meant that we were ahead of them. That's a big misunderstanding of beginner's mind. It just means that we're off on a good start. We're taking baby steps that he's very happy with. And maybe it's harder for them, he felt, to take the baby steps because they had already knew everything, whatever, but Buddhism was. They had too many set ideas. But in other ways, they were way ahead of us, and he wanted us to learn from them. And then he wanted us to learn from each other. We have strengths, they have strength, right there. So I really want to say that because it really irritates me when beginner's mind is pointed out as some way that American Zen is superior to Japanese Zen. It is different. I mean, their way of communicating and being together is different from ours. And, in many ways, it's superior. He said that. It drove him crazy the way, and well, I wouldn't say drove him crazy, but he was very discouraged sometimes about how competitive we were, especially the men. And he said, there's a better way, and that's the Japanese way. So anyway, I got off on that. So anyway, I was talking about he's experimenting. So to me, this body and clothing way of expressing himself, he's trying something new to get across, to explain something. And I really like Michael Winger once said, and I have quoted him a number of times, he said, it seemed to him, and he came after Suzuki died, but he's worked with Suzuki Roshi Archives a great deal with that. To me, you can get just as close after he died as you could when he was alive. I know a lot of people don't feel that way. But anyway, all right. Michael Winger said, like, he said it seemed to him like Suzuki was like somebody who was, like there was this target on the other side of a wall, say, and he's shooting toward it with his arrows, and just shooting them up in the air and hoping they come down in the right place. Actually, Michael didn't say there was a target on the other side of the wall. I added that. Michael just said he was just shooting arrows into there and hoping they came down in the right place. So I think this, but I think this gives us a way to deal with this talking about clothing, talking about our body, helping us to forget ourselves. And then really what he's talking about here is the beginning of the Genjo Koan, and I think he gets into that, you know, to where Dogen starts off to say, you know, to study yourself, forget yourself, or whatever he says, you know. And I think tomorrow we will get into that and at the last clip from the audio for this lecture. Okay, thanks for bearing with me this far. So we'll see. Anyway, here we go with the edited audio for that.
So, Rinzai's four ways of practice. The perfect one is not to give any student any interpretation of himself or giving any stimulation to himself. If he himself is my body, the teaching maybe is our growth. Sometimes we talk about our clothing. Sometimes we talk about our body. But body or clothing is not actually we ourselves. We ourselves are a big activity. We are just taking a smallest particle of big activity. That's all. And so there will not be any need to talk about we ourselves. So that we may realize this fact, there is teaching, we should talk about ourselves. But actually, there's no need to talk about. We ourselves already are talking about the big existence, including ourselves. So to talk about ourselves is to correct our misunderstanding, and that's all. Because we attach to the temporal form or color of the big activity. So it is necessary to talk about what is our body, what is our activity, so that you may not make any mistake about it. So to talk about something is to forget about yourself.
This has been a Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm D.C. Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggett Bandita, Felan Cujita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.